the Discworld, world and mirror of worlds, nearly unreal. The Discworld is as unreal as it's possible to be while still being just real enough to exist, and just real enough to be in real trouble. About 30 miles turnwise of Ankh-Morpork, the surf boomed on the wind-blown spit of land where the Circle Sea met the Rim Ocean. The hill itself was visible for miles. It wasn't very high, but lay amongst the dunes like an upturned boat or a very unlucky whale, and was covered in scrub trees. Nothing but the sand had changed here in hundreds of years. Until now. A crude hut of driftwood had been built on the long curve of the beach, and inside, an old man had just died. "Oh," he said. He opened his eyes, and he swung, if not his legs, then at least the memory of his legs, off the pallet of sea heather, and stood up. Then he went outside into the diamond-bright morning. He was interested to see that he was still wearing a ghostly image of his ceremonial robe, stained and frayed, but still recognisable as a dark red plush with gold frogging.